Just how safe are you? Tulsa's Public Safety Task Force has released its report on safety issues for the city. The report targeted areas that members felt need city attention. Carol Bush is the task force chair.
We came up with four recommendations that we feel need immediate attention to make Tulsa a safe city. Number one, improve 911 public safety communications. Number two, improve coordination of community-based prevention and safety intervention programs. Number three, improve public perception of Tulsa's safety and increase funding for public safety infrastructure.
There have been many news stories in recent months about people calling 911 and getting placed on hold while waiting for a call taker to get on the line. In an emergency, that could be the difference between life and death.
Public safety starts with the point of contact, which is the call for service. And that has to be answered effectively and efficiently. When citizens call for help, they are oftentimes a victim of a crime, or they are witnessing a crime in progress. They are often scared and feel that they're in a critical situation that demands immediate attention and reaction from city services. When the trust in this system is diminished by reality or by perceptions, citizens stop using the service and find other means to call for help. For instance, they may call the divisions directly, bypassing 911 altogether. They may have the cell phone number of a police officer. They're calling them directly, bypassing 911. They've even called Crime Stoppers, which is not an emergency call center. That's after the fact. They've called the Mayor's Action Line, or worse yet, they're calling their alert neighbor captain, asking them to come with their carry and conceal and defend, bypassing 911.
Bush says since 2009, non-emergency calls to 911 in Tulsa have been at a rate of 41%. Now, that's a public education issue, but there are also too many open slots on the 911 center roster.
Current staffing is 98 positions. We're asking for 130 funded positions. Their salary benefits are at $43,744.
The task force feels we also need more police and firefighters on duty in Tulsa.
We want to address the insufficient staffing levels in the police department. Current staffing is at 780 positions. The national average for a city our size should be 830 positions. We need to look at the staffing levels in the Tulsa Fire Department. Current staffing is 676 positions. The national manning standard for a city our size is 824 positions.
All of this will take a lot of money, money that the city may not have if the bottom should drop out of the economy and sales tax numbers drop, as in the past.
We want to create a task force that researches alternative funding sources for public safety. This could be a public safety tax, millage, or combination of several funding sources that would alleviate the dependency on volatile sales tax revenue. Many cities have incorporated creative funding, and it is recommended that the task force look at best practices, or the city council and the mayor, if you will.
What happens next? Well, that's up to the city council and the mayor.